I wore this suit because I wanted you to see this suit. It's my favorite suit. Well, it's one of my favorite suits. I call this my riot suit. I like this suit. I got this suit in Cleveland. Right out of the window. Right out of the window. I got it, too. Now, I want to say that I wasn't in the riot officially. I wasn't in the riot officially. It was a matter that, and on every occasion that I'd appeared in Cleveland, the citizens of Cleveland had come to see me, so when they were rioting, I went to pay my respects. You know, I'm walking down the street there. I'd never seen a riot. I'm walking down the street looking at the riot, you know. Then I saw all the trucks out there from the local, you know, television taking pictures for network. And I thought, passed through my mind, you're an entertainer. You have to have as much national exposure as you can get. So I wanted to look nice, and the window was open. I don't know who threw the brick. The window was open. So I put the suit on. I wanted to look nice in front of the cameras. Nothing looks worse than a raggedy rioter. I put the suit on. I waved into the camera. I didn't get to do any lines. The guy wouldn't let me do anything. He said I could wave and mug. No lines. I waved, mugged. I liked it. It was nice. It was a vest that went with the suit. I wanted to get that, too. And a pair of shoes. I liked those. And I promised my girlfriend I'd get her a color television. I couldn't carry all that stuff. I had to leave some of it so I could help my uncle carry the couch. We got that home. It was the wrong color. We had to go back, you know, and the National Guard had gotten there by then. That's a rough thing, running through the National Guard with a couch on your back.